I'm Jeff Nally, president of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, and on behalf of farm broadcasters across the country and our agriculture industry whom we serve, we welcome Claire Babineau-Fontenot. She is the CEO of Feeding America. Claire, how big is the food insecurity issue in the nation?
Right now, food insecurity rates, the last published rates from the USDA, say over 47 million people in the country are food insecure. Around 13 million children, that's one in five of our children, are food insecure in this country right now. This is a tough time for a lot of people, and they're counting on all of us, this community, your audience, who have always been there for them. They need you to continue to be there for them. And the Feeding America Network is poised to do everything in our power to be there for them, too.
Claire, the NAFB has begun a program with Feeding America, and the website is nafbhunger.com, nafbhunger.com. And when people follow that link, they will be on the Feeding America site where they can make donations. The issue we want to draw is the need for help for those that are food insecure. And we also want to lift up the farmer for the role that they are playing to meet food insecurity. What's the role of agriculture and Feeding America and meeting this food insecurity need in the nation?
Let me thank NAFB as well for this, for the partnership that we've had, and how that partnership continues to deepen and grow. Thank you for stepping in right now at a moment that it's none too soon for us to be really doubling down on that partnership. So thank you for that. And as for American farmers, growers, producers, and ranchers, what you do already is so rich and meaningful. You know that you have partnerships across the country in the Feeding America Network. You know that you provide food directly to food banks, to pantries, to meal programs all across the country. And that's a really important part of the partnership that we have already. You know that you provide the food that's in the USDA food distributions, those commodities that I have been in communities when they've received some of these nutritionally dense foods that are coming from all of you. I've seen little kids as they've seen certain vegetables for the very first time, certain fruit for the very first time. I've witnessed toddlers cradling watermelons out there. And it's all because of you. And I thank you for the work that you do there as well. I thank you and I encourage you to continue with that work. I hope that in what we've done together, you've received satisfaction from knowing that there are little babies that go to bed with full bellies because of these partnerships that we have. There are elders who have already paid so many dues, who have made this country the great country that it is, and who now deserve to not have to make impossible choices, like whether they're going to pay their utility bills or buy the medicine that they need or eat. You are a part of them not having to make those kinds of choices. And we sincerely appreciate you for the things that you do there. We ask you to find ways to double down on those efforts. We ask you to provide food, funds, and we also ask you to provide your voices, to lift up how important these issues are to you, so that the administration, whomever it is, so that governors across the country, so that big businesses across the country, so that small businesses, mid-sized businesses, so that big towns, small towns, rural communities like the one that I grew up in, so that we all understand that this matters to you, because all of these issues impact whether or not we will be a thriving country that we've always been.
Feeding America providing 6 billion meals over the past year, but that is not satisfying all the hunger and food insecurity needs in the nation. Feeding America has the ability to feed or to provide 10 meals for every dollar. So, Claire, how does the Feeding America donation that they make go to help fill the gap?
So, maybe some of you aren't really familiar with the Feeding America, how we're structured. You might not know that there are over 200 food banks all across the country that are Feeding America food banks. That those food banks, you can think of them like warehouses, right, where a lot of food can come in so that food can be distributed locally into communities. You may not know that Feeding America has over 60,000 agency partners, from little teeny-weeny church basement pantries to huge, huge pantries all across the country. 60,000 agency partners and meal programs all across the country. So when you make contributions to Feeding America, you're really investing in getting meals from where, getting food from where it is to where it's needed the most. Feeding America has the highest rating on every one of the watchdog kind of organizations that look at charities to determine how they use funds. Feeding America has the highest available rating across all of them, every star available. That's because we believe your investments are intended to be investments in those local communities, and we work hard to make sure that that money flows down to those communities where they're needed the most. So when you invest in us, that's what you invest in. You invest in your local community. You invest in every town in the country that you care about, because we are where hunger is. And unfortunately, there's not one county, even the richest one in the whole United States, there's not one county, not one parish in this whole great nation where there are not people living within it who are struggling with food insecurity. So we are where they are. So when you're with us, you're with them.
As we close, Claire, there is a persona that perhaps food insecurity is only in the big city, but the data that you have from your Map the Meal Gap, the data that you have from the Department of Agriculture shows that food insecurity is really bigger in rural areas than it even is in metro areas.
The vast majority of counties with the highest rates of food insecurity in this country are rural. And I bet I don't have to tell that to the people who are listening for them to know it. Surely they know about people in their community who are struggling to make ends meet. I hope among the people they know people who work really hard. Of course, there's some people who don't do the right thing. But the vast, vast majority of people who come to these food banks are people who work, people who have at least one job, people who want the same things for their families that you want for yours and that I want for mine, and who struggle and make ends meet. And what we try to do is be there for them in those moments with an aspiration that when they lift themselves up out of that moment, that they'll be there for somebody else. That's what we do together.
One out of seven individuals in the United States are over 14%. One out of five children or 20% food insecure in the nation. To be able to help, NAFBHunger.com. Your donation will stay in your community, but help the network of Feeding America. With Claire Babineau-Fontenot of Feeding America, I'm Jeff Nally for the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.